We are continuing through davening. We've been going mamish bracha by bracha. And it's amazing. The Olam doesn't want to stop. It's unconventional to give a shmooze about brachas. You know, after five shmoozes about tefillah, I thought all the ideas of tefillah were done, but the Olam wants to go through every bracha. And the truth is, we're only going to do this once. Then with the electronic recordings, you can hear it again. But we have to go through. We're mamish at the point here. Last week we discussed v'la malshinim. We understood what the Erev Rav is. We understood what the apikorsim are. And we're growing in hashkafa. The brachas themselves are building our understanding of what it is to be a yid. And now we come to the brachas that are the most popular. Right, people say you should be gezunt and you should have parnasa. Rifa'enu and Barech Aleinu. These are the brachas that sometimes we just want to jump to right away. We want to get to this. This is what's on people's minds. And the brachas themselves, as we pointed out, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim were misaking these brachas. And of course, a person might want to add or subtract on their own. And maybe even in these brachas where it's so emotional. And it's not a new problem. The Reikeach, who was one of the Rishonim, who was befrat from the big Mekubalim of the Rishonim, was very upset about people who changed Rifa'enu. It was apparently a big problem, and he, in the Hakdama to Rifa'enu, he says, Simu alev anshei tzarfas v'ayayam. Sheker b'yamimchem u'bismolchem. You're all false. Sha'atem boidim milvavchem mosifim kama v'kama tevos b'tfilasim. You add words to davening. And he says, in this bracha, you added tachliyachi, and you added another lashon of refuah, and he says, and we know that there have to be 27 words in Rifa'enu. Why? He says there are chaf beis letters in the aleph beis, plus mansbach, which are the end of chaf, etc. Those are also part of the aleph beis, 27. And we know that someone who's mekayim Torah gets refuah. And then he proceeds to show how all the psukim that have to do refuah are 27 words long. It's very intense over here. I don't know what he's talking about. And I'm not going to talk about it or read it. But we're doing a serious formula over here. This is a formula. And I was sweating before the vach today. I counted the words in Nusach Ashkenaz. And there are 27. I didn't know what was going to happen. Nusach Sfard, you're on your own. I'm not responsible for you. Wherever you are, count on your own. He says there are also 110 letters. That was a little harder for me. And plus the Vavs, it's too confusing. Try it at home, see what you come up with. But I'll call upon him. There's a formula over here. To ask Borei Olam for refuah. Every one of us has somebody that we're worried about. But that's probably the problem over here, because we're not worried about ourselves in Rifa'enu. Why should we be worried about ourselves in Rifa'enu? After all, refuah shleima is to get a refuah, and I'm fine. I have one question for you, but this is not my own question. This is the question of the Iyun Yosef in his parish on Rifa'enu. He asked the following thing. He says that we have a bracha called Asher Yatzar, right? Asher Yatzar is a very dramatic bracha. If one of these things opens or closes, right? Imagine, as we said, if your body was transparent and you could watch. take a right, take a left, no! Right? Scary. Almost a kidney stone, right? Scary. Baruch Hashem, we do not get a live video of what's going on. We would have to be committed to an insane asylum. But at the end of this bracha, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rofe Chobasar Umafli Lasos. Rofe Chobasar, excuse me, I'm feeling fine. The one who is Rofe Chobasar, he gives everyone a refuah. Says the Ian Yaakov, this bracha B. Karin is going on maintenance of a body. There are so many things that go on. So many people were sick on that day when they came to the doctor and now they have problems. The day before, la 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 la, everything is merry, happy-go-lucky. It's always the next day. They find out the news, their life has changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nes that we're continuing and continuing and continuing. And a person has to understand that that's a gift. The first yisoid of Rifa'enu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maintaining us. The Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Beis says, Amar Reb Yitzchak Reid Rav Yehuda, Lo'olam yivakesh adam rachmim shelo yechle. A person has to ask for rachmim that he shouldn't get sick. Shim yechle omrim lo haves chus v'yipater. Because after the decision is made, it's much harder to get out of that situation. A person needs a big schus. But we can't take life for granted. A person 3 times a day has to go to Borei Olam. Thank you for giving me this gift continually. Please let it keep going. Rifa'enu is a bracha about our well-being, about maintenance of ourselves. And the Sifsei Chaim is medayik, a beautiful diak. He says, it's not about regular machlas all the time either. Even the ikar takana of Rifa'enu, it says in the Gemara. Why is it the 8th bracha? Why is it the 8th bracha? Because it's keneged mila, right? A kid gets a bris mila, it's a very rough day at the office that day, right? It's good we don't have to do that. There are Bali Tshuva who have to experience that later. The best thing is to be young and have no choice in the matter. Just go, right? It's painful. It's painful. It needs a refuah. Says the Sifsei Chaim, this is pashut, not a sickness. It's just recuperating from a mitzvah. From a mitzvah. A person is shvach. The things that we do cause us to be shvach. A person needs koiches. Needs koiches. And that's why the Gemara says that the ikar bracha of Rifa'enu goes on Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim, not that they're sick. Says the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Mem Tes. Rabba Amar, Man Choylin Rabbanan. Who are the sick people? The Rabbanan, the Talmidei Chachamim, sitting and sweating over Rabbi Kiva Eger, over a Rashba, over Rabbi Chaim, breaking their heads, staying up late at night. Late at night. I remember when I was in yeshiva, we would stay up so late, it wasn't safe. Pasha wasn't safe. I looked for my chavrusa, he left the room, he passed out while he was getting a coffee. Those were the days, Rabosai. I don't know, this generation likes to just scroll with their little finger. Oh, I'm getting a cramp in my finger as I scroll. But the Talmidei Chachamim were up, working. Rava Letame Damar Rava. Kiman Matzlinin Al Tziri, for the sick people, Val Mari on the Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim are shvach. They're not sick, but the koiches you need to learn Torah. A person needs to daven for those koiches. A person needs to be shayach to this. The Yaros Dvash writes that after the Cheda Egel, Talmidei Chachamim need help. And he says, in this bracha, every bachar, every Talmud Chacham, every balabas, doesn't, every wife, every woman, every child, doesn't matter, has to be davening for the Talmidei Chacham. I have no idea how they do it. Sometimes you look at these Talmidei Chachamim, and like inside every wrinkle is another Rashba. It's amazing. They look like raisins. Not like old people. Their eyes look black. It's like, it's incredibly scary, but you know what? It's so beautiful, and I didn't know why it's beautiful. This should look scary. There's some of them that really, you look at them, it's like, wow, he hasn't gotten sleep in 50 or 60 years. And then I saw a marsha that deals with this problem. Why Talmidei Chacham don't have to win the beauty pageant for being up at night. It says in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Gimel, and in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Aloimei Teira Balayla, Chut Shel Chesed Mashach Olav Bayayim. He gets chesed in the day. Says the Marsha, what's this chesed that he gets? People like him. And they don't know why. He has a certain mystique. Says the Marsha, why do they need this? The Marsha in Avodah Zarah. Says the Marsha, Lefi shemiderech haminadid shena balayla. People who try to stay up late at night, shu punav zoophos bayom. They look awful in the day. Nobody should want to go near them. Says the Marsha, an Isaac Batoira, Minadeh Shenasai Balaila, Kaddish Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed, Shehu Meiris Panim Bayom. There's a certain glow, and everybody loves them. Everybody wants to be connected to them. But this is already, we're starting the bracha over here, and we didn't even get to sick people, Rabbosai. We got to maintenance of our own health, not taking advantage of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, not expecting that it should continue. We hear stories every day. I don't want to make anyone nervous. But the first thing a person should say when they hear a story is, Hashem Yirachem, I feel so bad for that family. The second thing they should say is, my life is a gift. You have to say that second. First, you have to enter the tzar of somebody else. But then you have to say, and you know what? My life is a gift. I'm no better than that person. And a person is mavakesh rachman. And that rachman actually creates more of a simchas achayim. You appreciate being alive more when you daven for it. Because you don't take it for granted. And you daven for the Talmidei Chacham. You daven for yourself. What? You finish night seder at 10:15? How is somebody supposed to become a Talmid Chacham like that? Oh, I need my sleep. So daven that you should be super masmid. You could become that. I didn't think of that. You could get koichus l'malam min ateva. This is the bracha that was be'ikr set up for Talmidei Chacham to have these koichus. And before we get to sick people, the Reishis Chachma, the Reishis Chachma from the early Bali Musar, says that this bracha is going on people who got themselves sick from their averis. In Shar Tshuva Parakei, he says, Avonos reshumos ba, imakos v'negoyim v'tzricha refua, al zelmer David HaMelech, ani amardi Hashem chaneini refei nafshi ki chatasi lach. Averis cause damage. People ask me, someone even asked me today, they said, is there a delete button that eventually I'm going to forget all the things I saw when I was younger that I shouldn't have, all the things I heard? And I told them, there's no delete button. There's no delete button that I know of. But these things cause tremendous damage. Tremendous damage. They're Rashim. This is not the bracha for tshuva. Hashem already accepted your tshuva. Hashem already accepted your tshuva in Hashiveinu and in Slach Lanu. But every time you go into a cab and they're playing an 80s song, you know every word. No! What's going on? It went in, and you can daven for this. You could daven that this doesn't affect you. And Hashem is in charge. If a bachur asks me if it will be deleted, I'll have to tell him no. But if Hashem presses delete, Hashem can press delete on everything. And a person has to understand, we're in a sick generation. Our hashkafas are sick. Our whole approach to things is sick. Our midas are sick. Our taivas are sick. And this relates to me. This relates to my life. Now we continue, and now it's finally time to think about other people. Wow, I never did that in my life. Yes, we have to think about other people. There are people who are sick. Says the Maharal. In the Siv Gmilas Chasadim, he brings the Gemara, Amr of Chanina Saba, Mishmei Derav, Kol She'efshaloi Levakesh Rachmim Al Chaveiroi, Ve'eno Mevakesh Nikra Choyte. Whoever could daven for their friend and doesn't is considered a Choyte. Shenemar Gamanechi Chalila Mechate LaHashem Mechdal, Lisbal Ba'adatka. Amr Rava, Im Talmud Chacham Hu, and if this person who's sick is a Talmud Chacham, Tzorech She'yichle Atzmoi Olav, you should get sick over him. Sick in your davening. This is very extreme. Says the Maharal, what's the beer? Says the Maharal, the Hezber in this Gemara, ki me acher she'Hashem yisbarach bal rachamim umidasu l'rachim. It's the nature of Hashem to care about people. L'fikach, mi she'eno mevakish rachamim, eino mevakish la'atziloi, doime ki mi she'eno matzil acher kasher u'besakana. Hashem is a bal rachamim, and someone who wants to be like Hashem davens, and if someone doesn't, it's like watching someone drowning and not paying attention. Just letting them sink. V'hosif Rava, and Rava said if he's a Talmud Chacham, you should be Yichla Atzmolav. Why? Says the Maharal, only the Maharal could say this. He says the Talmidei Chachamim make life less physical. They make a world that's not a pizza, that's not a sushi roll. that's not the shuk, that's not the town. They make a world of goodness, of toiv, of neshama, where everything's about how I can help my friend and how I can get pshat and toisvus. No times for fights and no times for narishkeit. They're marbim shalom ba'olam. They're pasha living in a different veld. Says the Maral, Talmud Chacham's in trouble. Get a little bit sick. Get out of your body. The body is healthy. Get in there and realize that, I'm getting outside of myself because I realize that without Talmidei Chachamim in the veld, it's not worth it. I'd be a behema gasa mamish. I'd be a piece of pizza. This is what the Talmidei Chachamim do for me. This is what I can do for them. How I could be shayach to them. And every chayla, says the Yaris Dvash in his Perish on Rifa'enu. He says, why do we daven for cholim? Yispal ba'ad kol cholim shem besocha ir. He says, anyone in your city that you know is sick, v'yichlo kol chol Yisrael v'yishtativim am bitzaram. Feel their pain. Feel their pain. Why? Ki alo akol nefesh achas v'guf echad. We're all one people. One body. V'imchola echad mi Yisrael. If one yid is out, you have to look at it, something's happening to your own body. I don't know him. And he's not someone who can help me. And he's not my relative. To feel the pain of another yid. And it's not easy to do this. Sometimes you need to zone in. Sometimes I try to think of an image. I once was in Ben Yaakov. I think it's the pizza / falafel place over there. And there was a woman with a, looked to me like a 10-year-old cute, pudgy Svarti kid. Really pudgy. His shirt didn't really fit so well. Gesund. Really cute. You wanted to, his cheeks busted out. There was only one problem with this kid. He had no hair. And I was watching this with my own eyes. I was watching them eating pizza, and I was trying to think if this was before the treatment, Mastama, it's not after the treatment because he's not going to have much of an appetite. And here, this is Klal Yisrael. We don't know this kid, and I don't even know if he's still around. This happened like 10 years ago. I saw this kid. But there are so many of these, and we're connected to them. We're connected to them. Imagine the Tsar. The Tsar, when we come into Rifa'enu, we don't just get credit for davening, we get credit for connecting with Klal Yisrael. Everyone talks about Achdus. Achdus is, as we saw from the Chasam Sofer, an opportunity for apikorsis. The people who all say, let there be peace, are the people who want to be mevatel all the deis and all the tariag mitzvahs. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. We saw it last week. Right? We saw it last week. What's Achdus? Rifa'enu, wherever you are, you're a yid and tsar. I'm davening for you. I'm invested in you. I'm shayich to you. This is an opportunity to make yourself so much bigger. So much bigger. We're always wondering how well we know people. We're part of everybody. We're shayach to every yid. So let's go into the bracha itself. The bracha starts very difficult. Rifa einu Hashem v'nei rafei. Hoshienu v'nei vashei. There's a big problem with this. Hashem, heal us and we shall be healed. Save us and we shall be saved. Shkoyach. Right? What's supposed to be happening over here? Heal us and we won't be healed. Save us and we won't be saved. What's going on? This lashon already is difficult. We just started the bracha, Rabbi Isai. What's going on? Says the Avnei Eliyahu. The Avnei Eliyahu, the son of the Gain, in the Siddur Hagra. He says that a lot of people, Hashem is offering them a refuah. Rifa'enu Hashem. But they don't know how to accept the refuah. They don't know how to behave well, right? The doctor says, you know, you really should stop smoking. I will, Rabbi, doctor, whatever. Rabbi, doctor, right? You should get off the Ben and Jerry's, right? They come and say, did you follow the diet this week? Absolutely. The scale doesn't lie, right? We don't do things that help ourselves. Hashem sets us up with refuas. He says, sometimes refa'enu Hashem, and we're not shtelling soup. Like little children. Right? people who have lactose intolerance, right? They see that pizza, they don't really, the whole night they're going to be cult of Sella. Pizza, pizza, right? You know what you need to do if you have that problem? Daven. Daven for Hashem's patience. Says the Avnei Eliyahu, that's what it means. In the bracha we say, Refuah Shleima L'chol Makoseinu. We should have Refuah Shleima for all of our hits. So you think it's somebody hitting you. You know what he says? It's you hitting yourself. Boom, 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 boom. We don't take care of ourselves. So you say, Hashem, I know I don't take care of myself. But please, please, you're a Rachman. You're a Rachman. He continues. He says, that's why it says in the bracha, Ki melech rofe neman virachmanata. I thought Rachman is because someone's sick, you feel bad for him. Says the Avnei Eliyahu, no, it's for somebody who doesn't take care of himself. And Hashem goes, okay, this time. But next time, take care of yourself. Serious business. So much so that the Yushalmi, in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hey, says something that, you know, trainers could use for advertisement if they want. Could use this if it helps. Insanity, whatever the people want to do. Here's a pitch. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Amri, Tishim v'tisha mesim b'pshia. 99 out of 100 die from negligence on themselves. Whoa, that doesn't sound very religious. V'echad b'yidei shamayim. And one, because of Hashem. Says the Karban Eda, what's p'shia? What, snowboarding over a cliff? Right? Oh, no fear, man. Oh, no, not that. She'ena nizharim mikur v'chom. They didn't put on a scarf this morning. Did you put on your scarf? Yes, Mom. I have my scarf. Your mittens? V'riboy hamachalos. And donuts. V'mishkalos v'kas. And anger. Stress. Stress. Midos ros. When you daven rifa'enu, you say, Hashem, I'm killing myself, but please have rachmanis on me. Because if you don't have rachmanis on me, nobody will. That's the pshat, according to the Avnei Eliyahu. In rifa'enu Hashem b'nei rafei, let me accept the rifu hoshienu b'nei vashaya. When you give me advice about how to be saved, hoshienu is a Yeshua, let me take the advice. Let me not have that chip on my shoulder. Now a different pshat, and this is a pshat from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar asks this kasha. The Zohar asks on the double lashon, why does it say Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, it's brought by the Eitz Yosef, and it's a Zohar HaKadosh in Balak Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Every refuah is in charge. Hashem's in charge of. Aval ismin hon al yada deshlicha. There are certain things that Hashem leaves to doctors. The ismin hon delo is master biyada deshlicha. And there are things that Hashem does on his own. What's the difference between them? Whether Hashem sends a shliach or Hashem does it on his own. Inun dis mashem biyada deshlicha is vasin inun aval ismanim is hadrin. The ones that are done with shlichus of a doctor or someone else. There's something called remission, but Rachman Litzlan, there could be a surprise that it could come back. Lo alein. Aval inun dekud shebrichu masi. The ones that Hashem takes care of, hahu mara lo eshadu la'almin, it won't come back. Val da'as vasa delay, iu as vasa deles b'mara klal, and nothing bad comes out of it. There are no side effects to Hashem's refuas. There's no recovery from Hashem's refuas. Hashem's refuas are Hashem using his control over the Bria, and those amazing stories where the doctor goes, let me see that x-ray again. I saw it yesterday. Let me, right? We've heard the, and then he goes around. Did you see this yesterday? Did you see it? Doesn't seem to be the same guy. Right? You say, Bairi Eilam, take care of this. Let this be on you. Let this be a Rifa'enu Hashem. When it's Rifa'enu Hashem, says the Zohar, Vinei Rafe, you will totally be healed. When Hashem is Hoshienu, then it's totally v'nivasheya. But if a person loses perspective and they think it's the doctors, avada, you have to do a good hishtablus. You have to find the best doctors. But if you want him to be the shliach, you bake your cake, you will eat it. When a person comes into Rafa'enu, they say, Bairi Olam, I care about this person. And I don't want this to be that they take this medicine or they take the surgery. I want you to take a personal interest and get rid of this thing. And get rid of this thing. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafay. And now we come to a very difficult part. Ki sihila seinu ata, because you are our praise. What is this doing in Rifa'enu? This bothered me for years. Right? Rifa'enu, a lot of things. Hashem is our praise. What does it have to do with this bracha? The answer is, and there's something very deep. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us, and this is beyond what I can talk about here, because it's a madrega that I'm not anywhere near, and it's hard for me to even talk about. He talks about that in theory, the best way to daven, and he even brings the example for a refuah, is for Hashem's kavod in the world. If somebody's sick, it doesn't look good for Hashem's kavod. Bifrat if he's a tzaddik, a talmud chacham, a yid, it's not good for Hashem's kavod. So you should daven Hashem, your kavod shamayim, your kavod shamayim. That's very hard. We're small people. The Nefesh HaChaim sets this up, but there's a way to tap into kavod shamayim. And this is the pasuk that's brought in, that's the basis of this line in Rifa'enu. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah Yud Zayin Yud Dalet. Rifa'eni Hashem ve'erafe, Hoshi'eni vivasheh. Right? It's a pasuk. Ki sehilasi ata, because you are my praise. This is a pasuk. Yirmiyah says, this is the reason you should save this person. This is the reason you should help him, because his getting better will turn into a praise. Says Rashi, Becho ani mishalo umispar lomer sha'ata moshi. If I get better, Bori Olam, I will make a party. Everyone will know about it. Everybody's been davening, and it will lead to ribui kavod shamay. Bori Olam realized, and we've seen this, as much as people get into people getting sick, people get so excited when someone gets better. And it's a gavaltik akoya chataina. When you tell Bairi Olam that there'll be a riboy of Kavod Shemayim, and this is the type of Kavod Shemayim we could all relate to. All of us are rooting for it. All of us want to be there at a Sudas Hoda. I've been to Sudas Hodas on people who were deathly ill. Deathly ill. It's amazing. It's amazing. Hashem was merapid them entirely. Entirely. What a gevaltika kavod shamayim. You tell that to Bairi Olam, it's a gevaltika ticket. It's a ticket to be Mashiach, to help them. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be male, hale refuah shleima. Where does it come up from? Where are you going up from? Bring up the refuah. Says the Sifsei Chaim, and it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, yale arucha, that the refuah should come up. Is that sometimes we need a refuah because we're in a bad matzav and we need to do tshuva. And it's not just that we need to get better, we need to learn. Elevate us so that we can have a refuah shleima. Be mala us. V'ha'alei refuah shleima l'chol ma'goseinu. Bring us to a place where we don't have to get a lesson, where we don't need any type of sickness. Why do we trust you? Ki kel melech roife ne'mon v'rachman ata. You're a kale. Kale is chesed bilti gvul. And it's bitzkifus. It's a strong chesed, like Niagara Falls. A thrust of mayim. Melech, you're the boss. So no one can tell you can't get him into this hospital or you can't get him this refuah. You can take care of everything. You're a rofe ne'eman. What's rofe ne'eman mean? There are chaloyim royim and ne'emanim. Chaloyim that are bad and that are ne'eman. You know what a ne'eman is? A neman chales, when the doctor comes in and you say, you have 24 hours to live. That's neman. He's going to put down all the money on that. Chaloyim nemanim, attack. Wherever they go, they attack. But Bairi Olam is a rofe neman. Bairi Olam says the Eitz Yosef, Bairi Olam's a roife ne'eman. So you don't have to worry about chaloyim ne'emanim, because Bairi Olam's a ne'eman. And the things that are chaloyim roim, which are vicious, Bairi Olam's a merachim. He's merachim on us. And then we say, roife chole amo Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem, roife chole amo Yisrael. Roife chole amo Yisrael. What, Hashem doesn't help Goyim? And the answer is that Goyim are nice people, but they're basically like cows. Zermas sus zermasam. They're basically halachically like cows. So they go up, they go down, but the whole process of a yid having a problem and getting fixed is hashkacha pratis. It's hashkacha pratis. You can't use statistics. The Stipler says you can't use statistics, and the Chazon Ish, you can't use statistics on a yid. You can't figure out what their percentage is of whether they're going to get out of something or not. Like the Chazon Ish said, it's 50-50. Either Hashem says yes or Hashem says no. There are no statistics by a yid. And you're makir that you're in a marechas of hashkacha pratis. You don't care about their statistics. You don't care what they're saying about 1,000 chipmunks that had the same disease. It has nothing to do with you. A guy and a chipmunk are the same thing. So if a chipmunk had it this way, then the guy should start digging his kever. But a yid who shayach to hashkacha pratis, it's totally different. It's totally different. And because we're short on time, I can't do all the brachas. So we're going to have to quickly, just a little bit on Baruch Aleinu. 3 or 4 minutes on Baruch Aleinu, because we don't have 5 years to do this. But now we come to Parnasa. Parnasa, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu es Hashana Hazois. Says the Avnei Eliyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us at Rosh Hashanah a certain amount of rain that comes in the year, a certain amount of bracha. Right? So you think it's over. You think it's over. Right? If it's not so much rain, then it's not going to be a good year. If it's a lot of rain, it's going to be a great year. He says, not so fast. First you get that bracha. But the shana can be have a shinui, it can change. And Hashem can take very little rain and put it exactly on your plants. Use all that rain, and he sees you're behaving, you're doing tshuva, he'll take all that rain and put it exactly where it's supposed to go. Not like it all goes down my street, Ramat Golan. No, it doesn't go anywhere. Imagine it all goes exactly where it's supposed to. Like a guy who's sitting there, you know, watering his plants. That's how Barayom could do it. And if it's a bad year, if we misbehave, even if there's Pashat Mayim Adin Shir, Barayom will make it happen at all the wrong times and in all the wrong places. So the first thing we say is that we want this Shana. Every day, he says, we need that the Shana should go well. Kol Mine Tvuasas, all types of fruit. Litoiva! Why Litoiva? What does it mean that we want it Litoiva? So, the answer is that a lot of people start fighting about Yerushas. Money is a bracha. I know families that were destroyed because of money. A lot of times you're davening for things and you have to be careful what you wish for. Let this be good for me. Let it be letoiva. Let it build me. Let me give tzedakah. Let me not think about just, oh, now I'll buy a Ferrari. Like, you never wanted to buy a Ferrari before. Yeah, I know, but now I can afford it. Things are different now. Let this be something that will allow me to shtai, to grow. Sabeinu mituvecha. What does it mean that sabeinu mituvecha? Sabeinu mituvecha. Let me be satisfied. Says the Avnei Eliyahu, you should be mevurechas b'meyav. The things that come to you, you should get satisfied with them. You should enjoy what you have. If you have a Volvo, they still have Volvos, they're around. You should enjoy your Volvo. If you have a Cadillac, you should enjoy your Cadillac. You have a Camry, enjoy what you have. Feel a sense of svia. Don't always be looking over people's shoulders and saying, I wish I could have that. Let it all be like Chazal say, mevurach b'meyav. Whatever you have, you should feel full and satisfied. And the Yaris Dvash says, it should be metuvecha. It should be from kosher gelt. Mituvecha is something that Bori Olam feels is good. It should be glatt. It shouldn't be from not reporting your taxes. It shouldn't be from shtick. It should be something that's glatt. Something that you're proud of. Something that makes you an erlich yid from that thing. Kashanim hatoivois. Right? We say, Baruch Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, it's Hashana Azos, it's Kol Minei Tzvosal, Pnei Adama, Sabeinu Mituvecha. Sabeinu mituvecha. Let the svia be from your tov. According to the Gon, it's sabeinu mituva. I say that personally, which is connect me to Eretz Yisrael's peiris, from kimitzion teitzes Torah, from all the shefa that comes out from Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, from all of that gevaltike shefa. Let me connect. You're already touching on geula. Uvarich shenaseinu kashanim atoivos. What are the good years? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Pashat, years that of plenty, of prosper. The Siach Yitzchak says, no. Vayishaman yishurin vayivat. When we get fat, we start rebelling. Let these be years that we behave. Let these be years of plenty, but not years where we rebel against Hashem, but where we realize the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Baruch Atah Hashem Mivarech Hashanim. You bless the years. These two brachas, Rabosai, are Mali V'Gadosh. This is not just davening for health and davening for parnasa. These are building your hashkafas. You know how much different you look when you daven this way? And again, every person can put in their own kavanas. I'm just trying to suggest things that I've seen through in the Rishayim and Gedalei Olam. But these change you. They change your perspective on life. You know how much better hadracha you can give your children after you think about this three times a day? You know how many intelligent and good decisions about where to go for the summer, where to go for Pesach, after you've said a Barech Aleinu with this type of thing? You know how much Simchas HaChaim comes from a Refa'enu where you don't take life for granted? We should all be Zeicha to Gezunt, Parnasa, and Kol Mishalos Libeinu, and we should all become Talmidei Chacham Gedolim who could stay up late, 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 late at night and wake up early, early, early in the morning and become Talmidei Chacham Muflagim.